So what we'd like to see is, how can stocks build wealth for us over the long term? Realizing that there's going to be times when we're not going to be wanting to look at our account. Trust me. But if the world doesn't end and capitalism is still the predominant economic system in the next 20, 30, 40 years, history tells us that you should do pretty darn well. So what we're going to take a look at is the past. Obviously, it's not a guarantee of what's going to happen in the future, but it's, you know, something, it's at least something we can look at, right? And it's, I think it's a pretty good indicator, assuming the world doesn't end, in which case all bets are off and it doesn't matter where your money is. So we'll take a look at $100 a month for 30 years, $100 a month for 40 years, and then here's the real key. $100 a month for 40 years, but every year we're going to increase 10 bucks. Two fewer trips to $5. I'm Starbucks, right? And then we'll go thwack the life insurance company yet again with $60 per month for 30 years and see what stocks can do for us as opposed to a whole life policy. Now, these are all keyed on the local machine because it just makes it easier to deal with. So I'm going to hide that away and take a look at a hypothetical illustration. Now, hopefully you took a look at the one from chapter 11 with bonds. And, bonds are boring, and, they didn't really build a whole lot. I mean, they're not bad, but wait till you see what stocks do for us. And we're going to use a very popular and successful mutual fund that invests in stocks called the Growth Fund of America. How's that for a generic? Wait till we get to, we'll revisit it again in mutual funds, because even though it's the Growth Fund of America, it's not really a growth fund. It's a capital appreciation fund. But they say, look, we were called Growth Fund of America before you put this label on us, so in their defense. Now, if you remember, what do we have to say on all these pages? Be afraid, be very afraid. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits of or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. Figures shown are past results and not predictive of results in future periods. It's all Greek to me. Nobody reads this stuff, but it's there because the lawyers told us it has to be there. So that if you come back and say, I lost money, they'll say, well, we warned you. We warned you there's going to be times when you're going to lose money. But if you notice, these guys have done pretty darn well over the, over the many years they started, 1973, I think it was. Yeah, 1973. So it's called the Growth Fund of America, as we said. And let's finally get down to the good stuff. We're going to start with $100 and then do that every month. So it comes out of our paycheck, 401k, out of our checking account, Roth IRA. And so that's $1,200 a year, what some people spend on their cell phones, what some people spend for their cable bill, some people spend more. And we will have invested $36,000 over 30 years. Now, you'll notice that these amounts are, they're jumping up and back and forth. And whereas in 2000, where this market went in two directions in the 1990s, up and way up. And then we had 3 years in a row of down years, 2000, 2001, and 2002. This one actually went up in 2000 when everybody else went down. But we peaked at 48,000 in 2000 and then went down to 35,000. So that's a significant drop. But it came back. We didn't run. We didn't hide. And then in 2007, right before the Great Recession, we had $81,000. And the next year we had 50. Well, that's what stock investing is like, folks. It's going to happen to you if you invest in stocks for the long term. But look at what happened. It came back. And after 30 years, we put in $36,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but it's not really over 30 years. In fact, some people spend that on a car, or spend a lot more than that on a car. And we will have $226,000. Not bad. Annual average rate of return of almost 10.5%. And we'll go take a look at the graph, but it's not going to be as dramatic. Oh, yeah, there's a little drama. There you see it starting off slowly, and then there's 2000 to 2002 bear market, and then there's the 2008, right, the bolt of lightning from the sky. But then you start to see that exponential curve. You know, 2015 was a little down, but we see that exponential curve. But still, I mean, $200,000, it's not nothing. I mean, certainly nothing to sneeze at, but we'd like to do a whole lot better, right? Well, all we really have to do is extend our time horizon. And this is why we love the young folks in our class. If you get started by age 25, there's that magic number, 40 years till 65, and do $100 a month, same illustration, same scary verbiage, be afraid, be very afraid, you're going to lose money sometimes. But we're going to do this now for 40 years. We're going to put $100 a month away for 40 years, and we will have put away $48,000. Again, what some people pay for a car, and then in 10 years the car is worth $5,000. But this is going to be even more dramatic, right? Because we start off in 1979, and the market started to zoom in the 80s and then went hyperkinetic in the 1990s. And so by 2000, we had 250 grand, right? Not bad. 2 years later, 173. Yeah. The 2000 to 2002 bear market was like Chinese water torture. What's that? Drip, drip, drip. But 2008 was even worse. We had 370,000 and then 226. There's the bolt of lightning. But we held on. We didn't panic. We kept putting the $1,200 a year away, $100 a month. And the markets have done fairly well over the last decade to the point where that $48,000 has become $939,814 as of March 31st, 2019. With an average annual rate of return of almost 12%. Remember, stocks, we get 8, 9, 10%. We're happy campers. But these people have done better, and they're not the only ones. There's many out there like this. So, there's many have done a lot worse. So now we're going to see the graph is going to look much more dramatic. Here's the 2000 to 2002 downdraft, and then the bolt of lightning, 2008. But we didn't give up, we didn't run, we didn't hide, and sure enough, we start to see that exponential curve just going skyrocketing, and that's how it works. That's exponential growth. That's way back in chapter one. Remember, we did the future value of money. Now we're actually there. Now we're seeing it in action. But this is the best part. Let me show you, because what we're going to do now is we're going to do the exact same thing. We're going to put $100 a month away for 40 years, but this time, every year, we'll just bump it up $10. We'll go down to our HR department and say, we want to take $110 this year, or $120, or go online if it's our Roth IRA, and sometimes you can do that with your 401ks too. Just go online and just jump it up, a New Year's resolution, right? One that you can keep. And sure enough, here's the scary part, be afraid, be very afraid, until finally we get to the good stuff, and it tells us, we're going to start with $100, but then subsequent investments every month starting at $100 and increasing by $10 every 12 months. Okay? And so you see now, instead of $1,200 a year, it's going up every year. But that's okay. We're paying down our debt. Our income's rising. And so everything else goes up too, right? And so sure enough, we see the market going up in two directions in the 1990s, up and way up. And 2000, we had 380, 2001, 2002, 266. But we didn't give up. We kept putting it away. In fact, maybe some of us put more in there, because that's the time to put more in when the markets fall. And we had 586,000 in 2007 and 360. Dear, we lost over 200. Don't even tell her. Don't even tell him. Just, you know. I remember my wife saying, are we okay? Yes, dear, everything's fine. 490, 556, and by 2011 and 12, we've recovered from the Great Recession, and now the last several years have been pretty darn good. And we've put in $141,000, which I know sounds like a lot of money over 40 years. It's not. It's a lot less than what some of you are going to pay for your cars. But who knows? In 10 years, nobody will buy a car. You'll just call it to pick you up. It'll come pick you up, drop you off, and then go find somebody else to drive. And then that $141,000 has become $1.56 million. So you see the numbers start to get staggering. But that's the kind of wealth we can build over our working careers if we just invest prudently, wisely, and don't panic when the markets fall, because it's going to happen, dear students. I don't know when. I wish I did. You could make a ton of money if you knew when it's going to happen. But I don't, and so I don't even try. I just keep investing prudently every month in my Roth, in my 403B, and then and if the world ends, it doesn't matter where your money is. Okay, so what's the takeaway? The takeaway is you lucky members of the great American economic machine have the ability to plug into the global economy and invest prudently long-term, for long-term growth, and if the world doesn't end, you should do okay. Now, let's thwack the insurance companies one more time and take a look at what happens when we put $60 a month away for 30 years. Remember $17,551, the whole life policy? We put away $21,600, and we had less than what we put in with the insurance company. But you had insurance, but the guy didn't even need it. And in this case, that $17,551 would be $135,000. Right. So never trust an insurance company with your investments. You want insurance? Go to an insurance company. You want investments? You go to an investment company, which, by the way, is the legal term for mutual fund, which is our next chapter, dear students. And so go over this twice. Go over this again and see that if you start early, you have the ability, unless the world ends, to build a significant amount of wealth over your working careers. Cool. And so this is, as we said, a very good example. There are others that are not so good, but there are others that are actually better. So, you know, it's out there. In our next chapter, we're going to take a look at what's called a balance fund. And that's a stocks and bonds, which, you know, once you get into your 60s, you don't want to be all in stocks, 50s and 60s. People start buying bonds. There are some people who will tell you, we'll go over this. I'm sort of reiterating stuff that we're going to go over in other chapters, in other places, in other presentations. For you young people, providing you don't panic, 20s, 30s, stocks are the way to go. Some people will tell you, no, you have to have some bonds. And, you know, there's some people who do need bonds because they're terrified of the markets falling. But if you take Business 123, you'll see, and in this class, that those are the best times to invest, when the markets fall, when the stocks are on sale. So be awesome, dear students. Thank you so much. We are so proud of you for making this far. And now you are the investment guru, the investment advisor for your friends and family and coworkers. You can tell them the good news, and if they say prove it, you just point them in this to this presentation. Cool? All right. Thank you so much for being in our class. We are always, always very grateful, very honored and privileged to have you with us.